Now on to college basketball. Today is the first full day of play in the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament. There are 16 games on the schedule, coast to coast, from sites in Orlando to Spokane, Washington, where NPR's Tom Goldman has set up camp. Hey there, Tom.
Hey, Audie, how you doing?
So let's talk about upsets. Over the years, lots of upsets between number 5 and number 12 seeds, and today was no different. Talk about this Harvard-Cincinnati game.
Yeah, it happened again. Harvard strikes again. They won 61-57 today, beating Cincinnati. You know, they pulled off an upset last year as a 14 seed beating a 3. Today they did it as a 12 over a 5. You know, it didn't really look like an upset, though. Harvard was in control the entire game. They answered every run by Cincinnati. Cincy has a great D, but not a great offense. Cincinnati made it close, but got tight when they needed to relax and score a bucket in the end. Tournament pressure can be like a vice, Audie. And on the other hand, Harvard executed down the stretch. Harvard point guard Siani Chambers, a sophomore, was great. Very coolly sank several free throws at the end to ice the win.
All right, I also want to talk about Michigan State. Many have picked them to actually win the title, even though they're only, kind of air quotes here, only number 4 seed. They're playing in Spokane. What more can you tell us about them?
Well, quite a year for them. Up, down, and then up again at the end of the season. They were hit hard by injuries to several key players, including guard Keith Appling and guard forward Brandon Dawson. It really kind of affected team chemistry with so many guys sitting out and head coach Tom Izzo having to shuffle the lineup. Izzo says the team lost its identity during a difficult stretch. Starting in late January, the Spartans lost 7 of 12 games, but the injured players are back now. They're healthy. The Spartans are kind of rediscovering who they are. They had a really strong showing in the Big Ten tournament, which they won. And they're now considered a legitimate threat to win the championship by presidential decree, even with Barack Obama picking them.
All right, Tom, enough about Spokane. What are you looking for in this tournament?
Well, what we all love, upsets, of course. I mentioned the Harvard upset. We already had another one today. Dayton beat Ohio State by a point. This thing is wide open. It's wider than it's been in years. So many really good players leave school early, one of the reasons it's hard to create dynasties. I'm also interested to see how the super freshmen do, so highly touted at the beginning of the year. Jabari Parker at Duke, Andrew Wiggins at Kansas, Julius Randle at Kentucky. Also, will Kansas, a number 2 seed, survive the early rounds without their talented big man Joel Embiid? He's out with a back injury. Will a number 16 seed beat a number 1? It's never happened. And Audie, most importantly, will any of my brackets survive the first weekend? I think it's doubtful.
Tom, one more thing. Wichita State, just a few seconds left. They're going in undefeated.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how far they can take their undefeated 34-0 record. They have a play angry motto, fueled by what they perceive as a lack of respect, because many devalue the perfect record because the Shockers didn't play very many good teams. They're playing really good teams here. They're in a ridiculously tough region with Kentucky, Louisville, Duke, and Michigan.
That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. He spoke to us from the NCAA tournament in Spokane, Washington.